back at my house. Rosie on the house, broadcasting back to your house. Join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348.
Frank in Glendale, tell us about your project. Frank? I think he, we'll come back to him in a little bit. You could hear the radio on delay in the background, so we'll make sure he is in fact ready. We were wrapping up Man Cave. There was the last two, I would not have gotten hammock. I had to cheat at break. That doesn't belong in a cave. That's outside between trees, underneath the patio swing. Hammock inside? I don't get that one.
I agree. And the last one was signage, just any kind of signage.
Oh, yeah. Dog crossing, Larry's cave, but the parking for Romy only, stuff like that.
The funniest thing I saw, though, if you want to give a gift for a man cave, you can get a man candle.
Uh-huh.
They have one that's called First Down.
Come on.
One that's called Mantown.
What is First Down smell?
I don't know. I don't think I really want to know.
Yeah.
Cut grass.
2x4.
Maybe so. Two by four.
Well, cut grass
right.
is a separate one.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they have one that smells like bacon and one that smells like pizza.
First Down must smell like hot
what?
Dog.
Oh, hot dog?
I just thought what? Sweaty guys. I don't know.
Ah, maybe.
What would happen if you did them all at the same time?
Ooh, man.
Then it'd be a real man.
Yeah. Woo! All right. Well, they tell me Frank's ready, so let's bring him back in. Welcome back, Frank.
Yes, gentlemen. I have a question. I've had an energy audit done once last year and once this year, and it's basically the question is on ceiling, you know, attic ductwork. One of them suggested, you know, just basically like taping all of the metal. It's all metal. The house is like 35 years old, but
good.
It's the metal ductwork.
Good.
And then I have the vents. And then the other folks suggested doing something called mastic on all of it.
That's probably covering all the ductwork in mastic?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit of overkill.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, because it was like a $300 difference between what the other company said and just taping the individual ductwork, because I'm actually going to throw attic insulation on top of it when that's done.
You're doing fine. That sounds like a great solution to me.
Because the mastic just seemed like it was like a real overkill on it.
Now, the only reason it would not be is should that house have ever had an evap cooler mounted to it, where possibly some of that rigid duct could have moisture condensation rust through opportunities. Then there may be reason to go ahead and spread mastic over the entire outside of the ductwork. But ceiling, those joints are probably going to be sufficient. They can I would want to know from the energy audit what kind of leakage they were detecting from their pressure test. I'll tell you, I was at a home just day before yesterday looking at two energy audits on the same home, and each company was recommending completely diametrically opposed solutions, and they were both too expensive and not the right solution anyway. So home energy audit companies are not created equal, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but even if you find them all on your utility company's approved list, I'm telling you, they are not created equal. And a perfect example of that is an approved company went to a home in Scottsdale for a single man in his 80s, and they recommended for him to spend $8,000 in LED lighting to cut his energy bill at his house. And when we got there to look at it, he was wondering why his air conditioning bill was so high. They never even saw the hole in the return air that was sucking air straight from the attic. I mean, it's just absolutely a crime that some of these home energy companies are even being given the opportunity to give a utility company certification. It's a sin. Anyway, I'll get off that soapbox and we'll get back to happier tones here.
Well, you know, and happy tones is happy home ownership and keeping it well maintained, which lets you get out and enjoy the rest of the wonderful things and sights that you have to see around the state. Man Cave could, it could be a location, a secluded mountain region next to a little fishing pond.
Well, I tell you what, for families coming up 2 weekends from now, is the Tres Rios Nature Festival. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, March 8th and 9th. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're looking for an outdoor family event that highlights the rich diversity of wildlife, habitat, history, and the culture of the Gila River Corridor, Tres Rios is where three rivers come together. It's just next to the Phoenix International Racetrack, and there's going to be kayaking, there's going to be fishing clinics, bird watching, wildlife displays, canoe trips, archery, hiking, food, fry bread, funnel cakes, tamales, barbecue. It's Tres Rios Nature Festival. Really is a great trip for families. Get them engaged in the outside activities.
So would that be the Salt? Gila? What would be the third? Hacienda?
Agua Fria.
Agua Fria. Hacienda is farther out west.
Yeah, and this is put on in conjunction with City of Avondale, Wildlife for Tomorrow Foundation, Maricopa County, Arizona Game and Fish, and Luke Air Force Base. So
I hadn't heard about that. It does sound like a lot of fun.
This is like their 11th year, and it is a blast. They have a big turnout every single event. So it's March 8th and 9th, 10 a.m., 4 p.m., Tres Rios Nature Festival.
You'd like to sign up for the Arizona Staycation, brought to you by Sanderson Ford, go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on the homepage, click on Travel Arizona, fill out your information there. On a monthly basis, we draw a name from that. You can enter every month. If you didn't win last month, you can enter again, but you can only win once a year. And you get to go to Sanderson Ford, pick up a vehicle from the test lot, take it to any location in Arizona for the weekend. And it doesn't have to be one location. If you want to do road trip around the entire state, you could pick multiple locations. Enter there at the Sanderson Ford icon, and you will – when's our next drawing? When do we do it?
It's just about coming up right now.
Yeah. We'll do it next week.
Sounds good. Rosie on the House. That's Rosie on the House.com.